There will always be those that reject human progress. Dictators who cling to power. Corrupt interests that depend on the status quo. And extremists who fan the flames of hate and division. Now, I have made it clear that the United States government had nothing to do with this video. And I believe its message must be rejected by all who respect our common humanity.
Barack Obama, the Prez, addressing the United Nations. That's where we begin this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a great week. And if you're not, you know what I say? Another day is behind you. You're one day closer to the weekend. What a day it was, because Obama specifically pointing at the world's leaders to reject extremism. Yet there are many who look at Obama and say, well, wait a second, what about swift, hard justice when it comes to Iran, the question of Iran and the delicacy of what to do with Israel and their fears over nukes coming the way soon of Ahmadinejad, the little dictator in that country that ends in an N and starts with an I. So a lot of focus on the Middle East, the speech rejected by some. Others applaud the speech and say it's vintage Obama as he tries to continue to unite the Arab nations and push aside hatred and extremism. Still at home, the question of Libya and what's coming out of the White House, and truly what the failing is as far as dealing with Americans and leveling with not members of the UN, but members of the country, the common folk, the people of America. That continues to be really the rallying cry of the Romney campaign. And in fact, he did an interview with his running mate, Paul Ryan. I think it was on Fox. And he said over and over again that the Obama folks just don't level with American people about what happened at the consulate in Libya when it was attacked, and the ambassador's death and the three other Americans, pointing to expecting candor from the president and transparency, and the fact that they say Obama refuses what is said by other members of his own administration. This was a terrorist attack. We were attacked by Al-Qaeda, and it's a troubling, troubling development. See, this is the thing. The bottom line here is we have September 11th for the 11th time around, looking at that anniversary and trying to shove that aside, not wanting to push that out there. So it's really more about reality than anything else. And the reality is they don't want to use the word attack. They don't want to use the word Al-Qaeda. They want to really keep it more that it's, yes, it was a terrible thing that happened at the consulate. And yes, the people were pushed toward violence, and we cannot stand for extremism. And I guess it's just the wording of it and the constant focus on the anti-Islamic film. That's 14 minutes long. It's a butchered job. It's on the Prophet Muhammad. And clearly the idea of spontaneity over that film, mob action, extremism, all those other words, and underscoring the fact that it was just a terrorist attack, is going to be raw meat for Romney. It's going to be what constantly is talked about, I think, for the next couple of weeks, especially with a debate coming up, because even though most of the focus will be on the economy and jobs and records, I guarantee there'll be some foreign policy in there, and this will come up in the debate. The response will come up in the debate because they'll be asked about it. Be asked about the Middle East. They'll be asked about the future and the relationship, and they'll be asked about Iran, too. So it's just a week to go, really, before the Prez and Romney square off in their first debate. And Romney is kind of lowering expectations a tiny bit, maybe on purpose, by saying when he's asked about it that Obama is a very gifted speaker, and he says he's fine. He says he's never been in a presidential debate. Romney does, like this one, and it's going to be a new experience. I asked this question at the beginning of the week. If you had the chance to be the moderator of the debate, and the first, there's three of them. The first one is October 3rd. It's at the University of Denver. If you had the chance to be the moderator of the debate, and you could ask the questions, what are the top three questions that you would ask? What top three would you want the answer to, and ask both of them and see what you get back? Of course, you know, these questions get mulled over and approved and, you know, all that sort of stuff. There are parameters to the debates, in other words. And there's obvious things that we know will be part of it. But I think in digging through records and asking questions where you see that both of them are backing off of certain things or one of them's backing off something else, I would say go for it. Now, one of my top three questions would be the whole tax thing. The tax rate, the tax debate, what about a flat tax, what about a fair tax, what about polling Americans for real during the census and finding out what America wants? Unfortunately, they might not like the answer. No more IRS, which is a big chunk of government jobs. So I have my top three, seriously, my top three debate questions. And next week before the debate, I'm going to tell you what the top three are. So think about your top three. You can send them to me at americatonight.net, or you can always dial the digits and let's hear them, 855-266-5283. The top three people will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. After all, Mitt Romney is trying to level the playing field with an incumbent president. So the top three questions, will be sending you the book. How about that? So at the top, bouncing back to the UN, not to stray too far, the conversations leading up to what was going to be said at the UN, I think with the president and what he talked about besides the incident in Libya, besides extremism, the other focus of it certainly was about seizing certain moments, seizing the moments to more than rise above extremism, and talking about the United States and the United States' response to things and speaking out, being able to speak out against violence. The one thing clearly that Republicans think he missed the mark on is leadership. In fact, John McCain and Lindsey Graham both said there was a complete lack of leadership and unwillingness to take the actions that could end the violence in Syria. So Syria was part of the mix. Obama didn't offer up anything on progress for the situations in Iran and Syria other than some vague references to both. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's back to A when the people start to move.
Raise your hand if you are a breakfast meat eater. In other words, you like the pig, you like pork, along with the eggs. Guess what's happening? There is a worldwide alarm being sounded that there could be a bacon and pork shortage next year.
What? Are you kidding me?
I know. Are you kidding me? Is right. No links? No patties? No bacon? The cause, apparently, is the high price of pig feed. So, because of the corn harvest, there's a struggle. They're saying there's going to be a struggle trying to feed these pigs. So there's been a definite decline. And not just in England. England started pork again, but it is spreading to a neighborhood near you. You might want to stock up on your bacon. You could freeze that stuff up, right? Why not? So, I mean, that's a catastrophe for pig farmers. The loss of their herds, it's crazy. They're pushing people in England to just buy up pork products. And I started to think about this. And I know some people just, the thought of eating pork, they hate it. I mean, they don't like pork, right? But I grew up in an Irish family. Well, Irish American roots. And it was meat and potatoes. And it was eggs and meat for breakfast. I don't think I ever had a breakfast where there wasn't some sort of meat. Doesn't mean you have to eat a ridiculous amount of whatever the meat was. But there was chipped beef, pork roll, scrapple. Bacon heavily featured at the breakfast table. Sausage. So, boy, a lot of the breakfast foods would be ixnayed. Yeah. Let's get those omelets and hash browns and toast and just not have that piece of meat on the plate. And it's not just Europe. It definitely isn't. The U.S. is also facing a bacon shortage. The cost, you know, the cost of bacon has doubled since 2006. Doubled. I didn't think about it, but it is expensive when you go and try to pick up some of that bacon. So, you know, a lot of people have switched to turkey bacon. But turkey bacon, yeah, it just doesn't cut it. It's just not the same as pig bacon. Yeah. So, maybe other alternatives when you're going out to the IHOP or the Denny's or the Egg and I or wherever you eat when you go out. They could feature probably bigger amounts of grits or all that other starchy stuff, and you may not see meat. Might be one of those things where if you ask for meat, you have to really ask for the meat, because they have one special that has meat on it, and you're going to pay extra money for that. It's terrible, isn't it? Whew. Never thought I would see that. Never. Coming from the meat family that I grew up in. All right, so moving from Pigmageddon, and that is already underway, already taking place. And where will it look like a year from now? You know, we don't know. But it goes back to the same thing. The drought, jobs, the economy in the U.S. Same thing. What's the problem? How do we solve it? What do we need to do? And the answer is we need to turn the ship around. We need to turn the ship around. Because if we can do that, if there was more money, if we could cut out, let's see, this goes back to the ethanol question. So taking some of that corn that is allotted for ethanol, that is taken for ethanol, wouldn't it be brilliant if we could just say temporarily we're not doing that? Then we don't have this situation where there isn't enough feed for the animals. Because you start to do the math, and the odds aren't good that once you go down that road, it's not 1 week, it's not 2 weeks, it's 4 months, 5 months. It's very tough to make a big turn after you've had to weed that all down. You've had to say, okay, well, then we don't have anything here to sell, and people struggle, and they're in trouble. And by then, when you go to the farmers and you try desperately to say, okay, now we've got this replacement, we can do this, it's too late already, because you've just killed off so much of their livelihood, they're practically out of it. They're practically out of it. The two blunders, somebody asked me this today, and I'm going to ask all of you, the two blunders for both of the candidates, the ones that will haunt them, I think, to the end, are this. For Mitt Romney, it's the 47% mark. He can't distance himself enough from that. Because even if what he was saying is accurate, talking about people who feel as though they're victims or they're, you know, living off the government, 47%, it's still the way that it's pushed out there and how it was taped and all of that, it still sticks in the craw of a lot of people. Whereas for Obama, the thing that's really his downfall, and the Republicans try to keep it alive, is you didn't build it. They didn't build it. That remark, I think, is the key one that is a big mistake in the column for Obama of things he wish he could take back. You know, people always ask those questions. If you could talk to yourself a year ago, what would you tell yourself? So Obama would say, I wouldn't make that remark. Or I wouldn't say that. And I think Obama, if he was going to go back 4 years, why label yourself transparent? Why even say that? Once you put a label on it, people are going to look for that. And then you're not transparent, so whoops, you're not so transparent. Why even say it? How about if a president just said, listen, I got an uphill battle. I'm just one man. There's three branches of government. I'm going to try my best. And all I can do is do my best. That's it. What if we had a president that just said it? I think they'd have a chance if they honestly had that attitude of maybe repeating, of sticking around, if they did that for their first 4 years. So Romney's sticking around in the race, but he's having a hard time shaking loose on the 47%. It was so hypercritical the way that was pushed out there that no matter what he says, it's almost better if he doesn't address it unless he absolutely can't because it's asked of him. And this is also the thorn in his side that will probably get him again during the presidential debates. Since the amount of people that were lumped into the 47% were people who worked and have children, and they don't pay federal income tax because they make no money. It's so low. And it's, in some cases, lower than it was in 1995. So the math didn't work in the 47% number. It's accurate, but the problem is its number doesn't explain, really, what it means. What, the others. Like, you could say, okay, this is it's 47%, but here's the deal. So the of that 40% saying they're dependent upon government and believing they are victims, that's a tough one. Even Bill Clinton brought that up and weighed in on that as the Clinton Initiative was rolling out, saying that I think Romney's going to double down on that 47% and that's going to cause difficulties. He was just in an interview where he said that because the number of people who work and have kids and all of that, they're in that number, and they don't appreciate being lumped in and being called people who feel that they're victims and dependent upon the government because they're working. They're the working poor. Now, there's the number. What is the working poor number? Hey, if you want to weigh in on anything as we ramble through here in a jam-packed hour of ATN, because we got numbers coming up next, we can count. You certainly can flip in your two at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How about this? F-22s had to be scrambled to intercept an aircraft during Obama's New York City visit. Yep, the Raptor fighter jets were up in the air. Restricted airspace over the United Nations, a no-no. In fact, there were two separate incidents, the military says. The two unidentified planes entered into temporarily restricted space over the diplomatic headquarters where Obama was speaking. And, you know, we live in the era of we take no chances. There is no way we can allow any kind of planes, accidental or not, to be up in the airspace above where our president is. So here's the deal. When you get the F-22s up there, when you do that, you're talking serious money. Serious money. Because, you know, we're talking $420 million a pop for these fighters. And what they're, when they scramble them, what's been happening is the pilots are saying they have these weird symptoms of oxygen deprivation when they're in mid-flight. So that forced all the fleet, and there's like 180 of them, which never were in combat, by the way, to be down for months, if you remember, in 2011. The planes were only let back in after, you know, because of strict flight restrictions that now they're finally lifting. Can you imagine that? Scrambling the F-22s, God forbid something happens and one of them were to crash over the UN. That's, immediately when I heard the F-22s, I knew I remembered back, oh, I think there was problems with these planes. I think there was something was wrong with them, and I remembered that. I thought, boy, I hope they solve that problem, because if you've got oxygen deprivation, who knows what happens with the pilots. But the planes, by the way, were described as just general aviation kind of aircrafts, the kind that you put in the air that are going for what they call hamburger runs, and they landed at a nearby airport, so they just didn't know. It was just one of those odd, strange things. And unfortunately, that's what we have to do. You got to put somebody up in the air when that happens. DNA. It's fascinating what has happened since the use of DNA to solve some mysterious riddles in cases of death, of rape, of unbelievable crimes that have been unsolved or where other people have been accused. And we are often talking about this in cases in the United States, but check this out. A Canadian police linked a dead U.S. convict to the killing of a teenage girl 40 years ago. And this girl was one of 18 women who were killed or just disappeared along three highways in British Columbia over three different decades. So now the ball has been passed on back to the United States, and in Oregon, they're investigating him for possible links to four murders in their state. And the DNA tests linked Bobby Jack Fowler, was the guy's name, to that 74 killing of a 16-year-old Colleen McMillan, who left home, it was the 70s, to hitchhike to a friend's house. And, of course, the rest is sadly history. She never made it to her destination. And this DNA has just been an amazing, amazing thing with the amount of overturned verdicts and also unsolved cases. 74, long time for that family. Who knows if some of the family members are even around, but if they are, maybe some comfort in knowing, oh, that's who did it, but I wish we could have gotten him sooner. All right, this is a feel-good story. We got to throw a feel-good story in here. 7-year-old boy, fire breaks out in the second story of his bedroom. This happens in Oregon. Happens on Monday. It's like 10 o'clock at night. So a high school freshman didn't even think about running down the street to help the family of five, by the way, including the two young kids who were trapped in the burning house. And so he helped them. And he immediately is, you're thinking about the 7-year-old boy. So he runs down the street, and that's who he's looking for. He's looking for those kids, getting the kids out. So the father tried to get upstairs to rescue the kid, Cody, but he couldn't get him through the smoke. And when the 14-year-old boy comes in, he's up there. He's got soot coming out of his nose and his mouth and everything else. But he crawled into the room where the son was trapped, and he got him, which is absolutely amazing. Absolutely a wonderful story to think that he was up there and he was able to do that. He was able to get the trapped kid, to try to help and get the trapped kid. And apparently, the father, same thing. The father was involved in helping the kids down the street and in a dangerous situation. Because, you know what, as much as we say, would you run into a burn? I mean, that's the question, right? Would you run into a burning building to help your neighbors? And you like to say, yes, of course. If I saw, I'd call the police, I'd call the fire department. But I'm saying it's really in flames. You can hear that there's problems. Are you trying to figure a way to get in and get them out, knowing the place could blow, or you have your own family there, or, you know, whatever. So bravo to them for being those kind of neighbors. Who says that there aren't great people out there who are willing to just put it on the line to help the person down the street, not thinking about you know, ultimately what the what price they could pay. Here's a first. China. They have their first aircraft carrier. I'm telling you, the Chinese and their military can overtake. Ultimately, with the numbers of people they have, it seems almost inevitable, doesn't it? I have to say the pictures coming out of China were pretty. They have white uniforms, their guns at their sides, a look of seriousness, and there they are on the aircraft carrier out of Beijing. First aircraft carrier ever. Into service it is on Tuesday, and they want to be a naval power. However, they won't have all the planes, all the other bells and whistles, so combat-wise, they're not quite ready for that. They're not quite ready to have everything they need assembled on the aircraft carrier, let's just say that. But it now will have more of a presence in Asia, because you've got the U.S. Navy, which we have, well, we've got 11 out there now surfing around in various waters. Now China's going to have a little bit of a presence with the one, and they hope to build that much more. So that's huge. They're also developing a carrier-based fighter bomber. It's the J-15, and it's a stealth carrier fighter. It's kind of like that. And they said they don't know what the role is going to be with the carrier than to help safeguard China's coastline and all the sea areas. They're just testing it for now. But this is radio, but I can tell you the pictures of the brand new aircraft carrier, pretty amazing to see. They did a good job on it, and you really look at it, and it looks like any of our American carriers, same kind of ship, a little bit of a fin on it, and that might be the only difference major difference that I could tell. Otherwise, the similarities are pretty uncanny, and I don't know, is this cause for concern with our Navy fleet? 11 aircraft carrier out there? It just goes along with they're getting closer and closer. It is true. We are the number one superpower, but for how long? Hopefully we retain that title and it doesn't slip through our fingers. How about this with France? This is our last one. France is going to ban the words mother and father from all documents. Seriously. Because they've got plans to legalize gay marriage and they want equal adoption rights to homosexual and heterosexual couples, so they're changing the civil code. They're swapping all references to mothers and fathers in legal documents, and they're putting the words parents. That law, as you can imagine, is being met with a lot of resistance, especially from the Catholic Church. The head cardinal there, Felipe Barbarin, who's the head of the French Catholic Church, said that gay marriage is going to herald a complete breakdown in society. And they're talking about the consequences afterwards, and, you know, who knows what's going to fall next. Pope Benedict pushed the French bishops, or urged them anyway, to fight against the law to no avail, because they're going to put it in there. And the French president, François Hollande, it's in front of his cabinet for approval on October 31st. Because remember, that was one of the things he ran on. He pledged to legalize gay marriage. And it looks like the Catholics cannot put up a wall against this. Put it that way. Hang with us. We're kicking it to the other side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
It's going to take more than the good book to solve the dilemma in the NFL. What a mess. What a shame. What a nightmare. Monday night, the Green Bay Packers and their fans got ripped off. Seattle won, and good for them. A win is a win is a win. After all, they weren't officiating, but they were the beneficiaries of a bogus last-minute call by the refs. Game-ending call that could have changed things in the game. There were others who were hit and hurt and problems galore with these very, very green, inexperienced zebras. Here we are flipping it down to the other end on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And that's one thing. Hail Marys or not, I'd start putting them up if I were Roger Goodell, because they have to solve the problem. And pushing it aside or waiting, I tell you, it's just not happening. You know, I read something today about the final call in the Monday night football game. Do you know it shifted about $150 million in bets? Now, the NFL will tell you, well, I'm not so worried about the bets. So check this out. I just want to give this to you. Before the game, the Seahawks, in honor of my friend Buddha, Steve Putin, the Seahawks were a 3.5 underdog. So 3.5 points. The Packers, if the Packers 12-7 score would have stood, all the people who bet on Green Bay would have won. Instead, Golden Tate snatches an interception away from the Packers safety, M.D. Jennings, or that's what the replacement Zebras said anyway, scored the touchdown and changed the bet completely. So the impact on the gaming folks was tremendous. A last-second tilt. In fact, Danny Sheridan, who sets the odds for USA Today, if you ever pick up that piece, that paper, especially heading into the weekend, said he believed a billion was shifted because of that bogus call. Aaron Rodgers was fuming afterwards, and of course, he heard about the gambling thing. He absolutely apologized to all the fans of the NFL, and I don't think he's so worried about being fined for being critical of referees. He said the NFL cares more about saving money than saving the game.
I got to do something that the NFL is not going to do, and I have to apologize to the fans, because this is, you know, our sport is generated, the multi-billion dollar machine is generated by people who pay good money to come watch us play. And the product that's on the field is not being complimented by an appropriate set of officials. This is, you know, an NFL who, you know, gambled on some low-level referees, including a guy who makes the most important call last night, who's never had any professional experience.
Yeah, Rodgers has a point. How do you have a guy who's had no pro experience making the call? How do you have that happen? The answer is, it boggles the mind, makes no sense. Figure it out, solve the problem, because you're never going to get a boycott from the fans. You're not going to get people to completely stay away from the game. But the answer is, you don't know what's going to happen in these games. Now you really don't know what's going to happen. It's more than a wide open season. Even the former president, Bill Clinton, weighed in.
The defender hit the ground before there was joint possession.
All right, making the call. You make the call, President Clinton. We move on to the Ryder Cup. Yep, that's them against us, or us against them. We'll split the difference. All the action is in Chicago. This is a big deal because for people, well, certainly for people in that area to be able to see the kind of, see that kind of action is awesome. And Team USA, you know, do they have the home course advantage? They probably do. This is the 39th Ryder Cup. Tiger Woods has won two majors at Medina. That's where it's being played. So the U.S. is a slight favorite anyway heading into the weekend, although against the Europeans, although they don't probably want to be called that for the jinx factor. There's something about, I don't know, there's something about being the underdog. The USA is definitely favored to win, and for one of the reasons is because one of the reasons I just mentioned. Rory McIlroy will be pretty tough, though. He's hard to beat, and I wouldn't bet against him completely. Luke Donald is pretty interesting as well, and with McIlroy being the favorite to get the most points, Donald is second behind him. Tiger Woods is the favorite to win the most points for the U.S. Steve Stricker would be probably right behind him, and Phil Mickelson. Tiger Woods had a lot to say about the Ryder Cup.
For us to represent the United States of America and, you know, our teammates, it's something else. When it gets to a certain point, either, you know, Friday afternoon, late in the evening, or Saturday, late in the evening, and all the teams are gathered, and there's like one group out there. And if you happen to be in that group, it's interesting, you know, because it's so much heat, you know, on you, which is very different. It's different than playing, you know, by yourself.
It is, and he makes a great point. The team concept, so it's different. If you hate golf, you think it's boring, you think it's an old man's sport or whatever, although it's definitely not an old man's sport anymore because so many young people play it. Look at the players. The Ryder Cup has everything that you see in team sports. You've got the risk, the shot making, all of the strategy that's involved, the scrambling, the whole team concept on display. So there's excitement that just courses through the golf course. and the fans cheering for missed putts and all that kind of stuff. I mean, this is a very, very cool event, and I hope the U.S. wins it, because there have been times where a putt here, a putt there, and it is about the teams, who goes up and who goes down. And since it's such an individual sport, it'll be interesting to watch. There's no definite give me, even though they're favored here. Just can't hand it to them yet, because anything can happen. I mean, there's some amazing players for the Europeans, and they're certainly not going to just, they're just not going to go away. They're going to play till the final shot. So it might be interesting. It might be a lot closer than some people are hoping for, maybe. The Braves were hoping to head back to the postseason. They got there. Yep. Freddie Freeman with a two-run jack, the home run in the ninth inning. So that's it. Atlanta over the Marlins with a 4-3 walk-off win. Could that be any sweeter? There's something about a walk-off win. And you're, especially, you know, you're a fan and you happen to, you know, you're tuned in, you're watching, you're listening, you're whatever, and you see that, and you see that unfold. And if you're in a stadium, no less, if you're sitting there and you get the walk-off win and you head into the playoffs, oh, that's even better. And this was in Atlanta. So they held the lead and they locked up the playoff trip, and the fans were psyched beyond belief. It's could bode well for the Braves, since they don't have to worry about replacement anything. The conversation is more on the action than in the NFL, where it's all about the calls, baby, and getting them right. All right, don't forget a couple of things. Our contest, Level the Playing Field, top three debate questions. You have a chance at it. You're going to ask some debate questions. What are the three questions you would ask? Because next week you got Romney and Obama squaring off on each other, and you get a chance to watch. I'm sure people will tune in, unless it's a complete snore fest. I think we'll be tuned in, though, if the Republican debates are any indication. My prediction there is we could maybe get record numbers. What three questions would you ask the top three people? AmericaTonight.net are calling in by next Monday. The top three will win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field.
I'm stupid. You're smart. You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
Duh. Winning.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.